Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Certain Air 5 Podcast. We have a really special guest tonight. I'm excited for this one. We've been kicking it here and there, chatting on Twitch streams and whatnot, on Twitter, you know, out here fighting for justice, you know, defending the world, you know what I'm saying? Really excited for this one because...
To the stars above.
Exactly. You know how it goes. So for this one, we about to have a really hype episode and get real in-depth and get real human in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Really excited to invite the one and only Crunches to the show. Welcome, Crunches. What up?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm really excited. In this past week, we've been kicking it here and there, having real talks, drinking, talking life, like dropping knowledge on people. So it just feels cool to have you on the show. I believe before February even started, you had put out a tweet saying before Black History Month begins, you want to reach out and try to get some collabs going. And yeah. I was like, you know what? I mess with that energy because it's all about the wording. Because you said before the month starts, you know what I'm saying? It's not like smack dab in the middle, like, oh, it's Black History Month. Let's do something, people. You know what I'm saying? But you had the foresight to do something ahead of time. So that's what drew me in. And I'm really glad you can make it to the show. So I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I mean, listen, what you're doing for the Unite community here, nobody else is doing. So this is great.
Yeah, thank you very much, bro. So, yeah, I don't know if you linked up with Random Moss before, but I met Random through another homie, young CEO, over at the company. He streams Monday through Friday, you know, CEO in the office. Really great guy. And through that community, me and Random built up a repertoire and a friendship. So definitely had to bring him on the show. Really great player. He's into the... So I need to learn his graph better. But you know that graph where it's like good, bad, chaotic, and all that?
Oh, yes.
He's like a nice blend of it all. You know what I'm saying? Like his play style, I'd say it all. Like, cause in the sense of like, you know, sometimes you could go easy, but like you can go crazy. You can go this way. You can go that way. You could play Blissey. You could play Crustle. You could play Sableye. You could play Serena, you know, like to me, Randomize has it all. So along with the Unite skills and the intellect and personality, I had to have him on the show. So
that's in the name of Random, but I think I default to chaotic neutral.
There we go. Chaotic neutral. I need to learn to graph more. But glad Random Moss is on the team. So I want to jump into our show notes here. So I want to ask you, one, how did you create your username Crunches and when did you get into streaming?
Oh, man. Okay, so Crunches is actually this is a second generation username. So there's been... three iterations of my name so far, and we are down to the... I'm sorry, my cat's gonna make an appearance now.
Oh, no worries.
You can.
No worries.
So this is actually the second iteration of my name. So it started out probably about 5 years ago. Figure your life out. Okay, go that way. Thank you. So about 5 years ago, I actually decided that I wanted to start getting into social media influencing.
Okay.
And I was existing very heavily in the space of fitness and makeup. So trying to come up with something catchy for that, I was going to do like lunges and lashes, and that was taken. And then I landed on contour and crunches because, you know, contour, like who doesn't love a good beat down?
Yeah.
But then also, you know, crunches for the fitness aspect of it. So it became contour and crunches, and it was contour and crunches for about 3 years. So obviously not doing fitness, not doing makeup anymore. I got started streaming on Twitch during COVID, like I think a lot of us did.
Got you. Okay.
Teller videos, had a gaming PC built, you know, started messing around with some stuff and started off on Twitch with the name Contour and Crunches. And it was interesting because for streamers, and you guys know how it is, when somebody pops into your stream and you're trying to go through and acknowledge and chat with people, contour and crunches doesn't necessarily roll off the tongue from a content creator perspective.
Right.
So people took it upon themselves to narrow that down, and it just became crunches. And I was like, okay, but like contour. And like,
yeah.
Twitch picked it for me. So
okay,
I just started going by crunches. And then when Pokemon Unite, this is the best part. Pokemon Unite gave me my username because when Pokemon Unite became a thing, obviously, like, as a content creator, you want to brand yourself out there. So
Right.
I wanted to put TTV in my name. And crunches, obviously, is a very common word and was taken almost everywhere. So to fix that, I put a second S in there. And I was like, okay, well, it's like a play on words now because, like, Duchess, Princess, crunches, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
It kind of stuck. But crunches was a second iteration of my original format, but kind of a goofball play on it because I wanted to put TTV in my Pokemon Unite name. So that's how we got here.
Okay, I see that. I never would have saw that trajectory. I didn't know what, I guess my thought, I don't know what my thought was. I was like, crunch, maybe some kind of snack? Crunches? Yeah, but I mean, I was like, I don't know.
Snacks, so you're not wrong.
Hey, snacks is good. No, that's an amazing origin story, for real. I have no, that's beautiful right there. To say, like, how it went and then Twitch kind of chose it, like, it's beautiful, You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful how they broke that down right there. So I want to ask, and then Rainy Moss can take the next question. I want to ask, what was your first Pokemon game and what was your starter?
Oh, you guys are going to hate me. I am a late-to-life Pokemon gamer. So I spent, while everybody else was getting into the original Pokemon games, I was doing karaoke and I was out in the clubs.
You know,
I had priorities back then and they did not include Pokemon. So
shit.
I missed out on a lot of early opportunities to develop a relationship with Pokemon. So my first Pokemon game was Pokemon Y.
Okay.
I believe that was the Delphox starter generation. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So Delphox was my starter.
Nice. Okay.
And I grew into a Butterfree main from there. So I had a Butterfree that I had trained all the way up to level 100. I gave it a move.
God damn. Beat.
Nice.
Yeah.
A Butterfree?
That was my pride and joy. It had Bug Buzz. It had Stun Spore, I think.
Hey, okay.
A flying move. Like, I think it was Gust. I had so trained and nobody could touch me. And it was like, that was my first venture into Pokemon. And I was just whooping people's asses. And I was like, all right, cool. Maybe I like Pokemon. So
that was like me. Because my first game was Omega Ruby. And I just had this Dustox that just tore a house. Elite Four gaming. It's that early bug type. If you stick with it, it pulls through.
Damn. So you mean to tell me if Ash Ketchum had kept that Butterfree, he could have been busting ass all these years? That's Butterfree crazy.
Not trigger my PTSD.
That's crazy.
That episode haunts me. I refuse. There's like four Pokemon episodes. I absolutely refuse to watch them. Bye Bye Butterfree was one of them. And I got tricked.
Bye Bye Butterfree.
I got duped into watching that episode. Nobody warned me. Nobody told me what was coming.
That really is like the craziest heartbreak shit ever. Like, in that episode, he really just like let it go. Like, we out.
Yeah.
I
took issue with being a grown ass woman that was literally sitting here sobbing like Kim K ugly crying over a Pokemon episode. Mm. That was me.
Hey, real quick, random, you can go. Did you get that tag in Discord?
I'm looking at it, but while okay, I see it,
jump in.
Just what were the other three episodes that you won't watch?
Yeah.
Y'all, wait, maybe I need to drink. What was the episode where he came across Charizard for the first time? Where Charizard had that real shitty trainer that was.
Oh, Charmander? Was it Drake? What was his name?
Damien. Fucking Damien.
Yeah, Damien. Name.
That is my little's name. Tell me how fucked up this is.
Oh no! Don't let him have any Charmander plushies.
Did not know that until after I named my little, and then I was like, ah. Nice.
Oh man. Just don't introduce him to any Gen 1 Pokemon. It'd be good.
The other one was the evolution episode where Eevee refused to evolve. You guys have to understand like how powerful a statement that was. Pokemon knows exactly what the hell they're doing. But the one where Ash's Eevee was being confronted with which evolution he wanted to choose and he decided that he didn't want to evolve after all. That's a powerful statement.
Did I miss a season?
That was in the first season, wasn't it?
Ash had an Eevee?
Oh, I think another trainer's Eevee.
Yeah, it was another trainer's Eevee.
Okay.
Whose trainer it was, but yeah, but in that particular episode where it was like, can you imagine assimilating that to somebody who's feeling the pressure of like having to try and conform to either a paternal or a societal architecture?
And damn. Okay. Okay. Me. Yeah. I see where you come from with that.
Okay, I found this on the web.
Whoa.
I was like, okay, Pokemon knows what they're doing. Cubone and Marowak.
Sorry, my computer. I'm on a Mac. I said you can't be Siri, and it went crazy. Sorry. But yeah. Yeah, the Cubone one. Oh, man. Yeah. That's rough, yo.
Get wrecked.
Did you watch the...
that is rough, damn.
The Johto anime?
I don't... So I'm not very region familiar. That's I was how late to life Pokemon I am.
Yeah.
I was going to say an episode, but that would actually be a spoiler. So I'll hold on to that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
No spoilers. But yeah, go ahead, Random Mouse. Kick it off with the next one.
What was your starter Pokemon in Scarlet Violet? And if you dumped the starter like I did, what was your go-to?
No, so I did Pokemon Violet, and I went with Sprigatito. Cat Gang.
Nice.
Masquerada, nice. One Hundo. Nope, we're still homies. We're still rolling. That's my ride or die. No regrets.
Let's go.
Yeah, Team for Spriggs. Some reason, I thought I felt a vibe from Quaxly, but by level 39, ooh, I didn't.
Yeah, he had you fooled with that hair flip, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, it's all in the...
Sounds like my early 20s.
Oh my god, the hair flip.
I don't even get that joke, but I think I get that joke.
Oh yeah. Quaxly fooling people out here, man. No way.
Yep. Throwing the riz.
So, quick random question for Scarlet Violet, because it's definitely not a spoiler now. Who surprised you the most when you got to the Elite Four?
I haven't gotten to the Elite Four yet.
Oh, then I will say nothing. We'll say nothing and just carry on to the next question in the show notes. All right. No spoilers.
I completed the decks and started shiny hunting. I'm very easily distracted.
Oh, I respect that. Hey, totally respect that. Trust me. So, hey, I respect it so much, I'll prove it to you. This is why I keep a timer for segments. It's probably blurry.
Because
I get distracted. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Trust me. Oh, yeah. So on the next question I want to ask, who was your first Pokemon that you played in Pokemon Unite?
Oh, Pikachu.
Pikachu, let's go. Hey, you know, we like Pikachu over here. Contracted, obligated to say that because, you know, we have to run the show and that's the mascot. Shout out to Alexia G. No, Pikachu's cool. I am not that great with it. For some reason, there's a reason, but I always die when I do the ult and I know I'm not doing it right. But when it goes against me, those Thunderbolts be clapping me. But when I do it,
Mike,
it's like Pika, and I just disappear.
I have a good way to really feel the ult. What you do is when you're about to ult, you play the Immigrant Song. You know the song from Thor?
No clue what we're talking about. You're on an island. Talk to us. Yep.
It's like dun da da dun dun da da dun bun da da dun dun ah.
No, he's got a point.
Okay.
He's got a point.
Oh, Led Zeppelin. We got Ping Guy in chat. We have phone a friend, Ping Guy in chat, saving Random Moss. Because the way he introduced it, I was like, wait a second, the Immigrant Song. Whoa, what are we talking about here? Yes, hold on a second. Because y'all be trying to get me on the hook for stuff. Hold on now.
He's got a point.
But all right. So it sounds like a heroic build-up kind of beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got you. Okay. I'm going to have to look that up and add that to my stream deck.
I played that when I was in customs with Void King, and we had a good laugh over that.
Yeah, I could see that. Your Void King's the man. Good. Yo, so how many games do you have on Pikachu? How long did you play it for since it was your first? A lot?
So technically I have three accounts now. One account is dedicated to Team Menace, which is the first team that I joined, the first organization that I joined as a content creator.
Okay.
The second account is for Crustle Hustle, which is the competitive team that I'm currently a part of their development team Crustle. For. Yes.
Shout out
to TCH Gang. And then my third account is my baby Smurf because I have to have TTV in my name. Even though I'm going to get ego ulted every chance I get, it's still great for community growth. So on my Menace account, which is my original account, I'm actually Blue Ribbon Pikachu. Ooh.
Damn. Okay. I'm
about 3,000 battle points shy of Gold Ribbon.
Oh shit! Let's go. That's clean. Yeah.
I am. That's only 4 hours. Pikachu on my second account. So if that tells you anything about how often Pikachu is my go-to, I will fuck people up with Small Zap.
I love that. I love that shit. Yeah. Let's go. That's fucking amazing. I'm not good with it, so I love to hear people who are good with it because I know that character's sweet. I just wish that Electroweb was the later move, not the earlier move. But I see why.
There's a lot of people that feel that way, but I have to be honest with you. Like, I love Volt Tackle. I think there are not enough people who appreciate the value behind Volt Tackle, especially with speedsters like Dodrio in the game, and also with Sableye.
Ooh,
Volt Tackle
okay.
is a really great move to use in catching mons that historically have an easier getaway mechanism built into their overall abilities.
Yeah.
So Volt Tackle is a really nice little... Hey, why don't you stay here while my friends beat the shit out of you?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I love that.
I think Volt Tackle doesn't get enough love. Electroweb, still really, really good. I love it for early game because it really does help with farm secure.
Yeah.
And it enables Pikachu in before Spell Vamp kicks in, easier getaways.
Okay. So. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah. That's a good call. Yeah, you are a Pikachu master. I'm loving that right there. Yo, for real. I've always wanted Raichu in the game, but they probably yes. wouldn't. Do you think it would ruin the Pikachu aspect? Because they got Scizor and Scyther.
Yeah, if we had the option for an evolution into Raichu, I would. I think there are a lot of Pikachu stands out there that might appreciate that, and maybe Electroweb could be a later move for a Raichu evolution.
Yeah.
You know, we already have mons that have evolutions based on the moveset that's chosen, so there's a very good possibility. Like if
hey, now, yeah.
Yeah, if we could figure out a way to work that into the game. I mean, I love Pikachu. I don't see anything wrong with Pikachu, but the fact that he has an evolution available to him, maybe that's a missed opportunity.
Yeah,
personally,
and
I'd prefer Alolan Raichu.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly.
On the surfboard?
That's one of my three. Yeah.
Yeah. Alolan Raichu is definitely my fave.
Yeah.
Imagine Stoked Spark Surfer, the Z move, as a Unite move.
That's what I was thinking. Let's get some Z move Pokemon in this game, but.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the kid in me. That's just the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they add Tapu Koko? Oh, that'd be insane. Considering Tapu Koko's Unite move. Because Tapu Koko's Unite move, what it does, it takes off 3/4 of the opponent's health no matter what.
Yeah.
Dude, we already have a Water Bear that does that.
Hey, that's true. You know. Yeah, we already got, you know, Water Food's already kicking people's ass. Crunches, so what's a role people don't know that you're good at in Pokemon Unite? If that's a thing.
Yeah, it's not a thing. So let's just say that I am dabbling in the Defender arc, and I actually ran Block Lax for the very first time the other night. And I think because I pay so much attention to Defenders, and because I'm usually laning with Panda Power, who has been a Snorlax main historically, I've learned to kind of time the movements. And the purpose of a Defender is just to disrupt and be annoying. For the most part.
Agreed.
I'm really good at being annoying. So I was like, nah, let me try my hand at this. Apparently the team we went against knew one of my teammates and messaged them that we destroyed their Masters game and that the Snorlax was especially annoying.
Hey.
Maybe Defender arc incoming. I don't know. Maybe. Surprisingly. But I've been in attacker jail since I started playing the game. I am definitely not an all-rounder. You can't put me in the middle of a team fight and expect me to know which one is me.
Got you. Okay. Yo, I want to bounce this to Randomoss. I got to grab something really quick. Can you get into how Team Menace came to be and like where you see that going? And then if you'd be going for UCS or other grassroots effort tournaments of that nature?
Yeah, sure. I think I and most of the viewers would love to know more about Team Menace.
So Team Menace, I mean, and you guys talked to Cutie, that's her baby. I tried out for Team Menace knowing full well that I've never played a competitive game in my life and maybe just seeing like, for me, I think that the tryout for Team Menace was more of proving to myself where I was as a gamer. I was struggling with conversations of win rate kind of being an issue, you know, people using Unite API to kind of look people up. I hadn't made it to Masters yet, and so I was really struggling with myself as a gamer, but I was also doing a lot of solo queue, so I didn't have, you know, a lot of team comp mechanisms down. I was just a lonely little Pikachu doing my own thing. So I tried out, and, you know, I gave it my all, and even if I didn't make the team, it was still something that I could chalk up to a level of experience, and I did it mainly for me. The fact that Cutie is her mind, she's amazing. She's very business-minded, and I respect the hell out of that. So she not only was developing competitive teams, but she was thinking outside the box and looking for content creation, because content creation is, you know, an engagement builder, and you can use that to really kind of boost the visibility of your competitive team, especially when you're just starting out in the market. So I was brought on to be a part of the content creation team, which I think is amazing, because for me, what that did is it boosted my my visibility too. So I was like, okay, so you've got me over here that's looking to grow a brand, and you've got Cutie over here who's got the business mind for it and already has a community. How much am I going to learn? And I wanted to delve, you know, head first. So, you know, we were having weekly team meetings. We were talking about advertising, you know, marketing, social media planning, things like that, video editing. Everybody had a role. Everybody had an assigned role. Everybody was communicating. She had it so beautifully structured.
Love the teamwork.
And so, you know, it started with the Halloween event, and then we did the Halloween event, and that was a massive success. And so, you know, things happen IRL, and I know Cutie's kind of got her hands full. And I think the important focus for her really is the competitive team aspect of it with UCS here. So for Menace, I'm not a part of the competitive team structure, which is totally fine with me. I'm proud to represent Team Menace as a content creator, and I just want to see, I want to see what comes next. I know Cutie has been talking about the next step for Team Menace as a whole. And so those are ongoing conversations. I'm honestly just happy to be a part of whatever comes next, and I fully support Cutie in this endeavor. But the competitive gaming for me happens on the other side of things. Cutie really gave me the opportunity to figure out how to brand myself as a content creator. And I did so much developing since being brought on to her content creation team. So that's, I mean, listen, you get growth and learning experience anywhere you can get it. And this was my opportunity, and this was where I needed to be.
Yeah, I love to hear that. That's powerful right there, for real. Because I think some people would, some dudes that I mess with are used to, I know, like, if they couldn't be on, like, that A team playing, they would refuse to take any other role offered. Mm-hmm. Even though, to me, it was still net the same possibilities and potential. So it's really heads up and smart for you to see it and run with it.
Yeah.
Random question from the chat. The chat would like to know, what are your cat's names?
Oh, God. My asshole's back here? So this one's sitting right here on screen. Mm-hmm. Getting his ass whooped right now. That's Thanos.
Okay.
The other one who thinks that I'm a piece of furniture, who you've seen twice already tonight, is Tywin.
Tywin. So Thanos and Tywin.
Yes.
Could these be the two legendary characters from Avengers and maybe Game of Thrones? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Good stuff. Mike, take a wild guess of what my cat's name is.
I've never actually thought about this. What is your cat's name? It's gotta be something crazy, like, I don't know, freaking Donald Duck.
Your hint is that it's a black cat.
Aeropostale.
No, it's T'Challa.
It's T'Challa.
Oh, damn, how did I mess that up? Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Good stuff.
We're vibing. We're vibing.
You guys are vibing. Cat owners, you know. Sorry.
Yeah.
One more random question from the chat. You shared your level 100 Butterfree. What was your reaction to Sword and Shield's Gigantamax Butterfree?
Oh, listen, the only thing that you can do to make me happier with something is give me something that I love and I'm obsessed with and make it bigger.
Nice. So, oh, so it just made you loved it even more.
Yeah.
Gigantamax Butterfree.
No, and that was the first thing I went for. As soon as I found out that Gigantamax Butterfree was a thing,
mm-hmm.
I trained up another Butterfree and just G-maxed the hell out of that thing.
Hell yeah. Brought it to the next gen. Let's go. That's I've never met anyone who loved Butterfree, so it's cool to hear like you were whooping ass with a Butterfree. That's so dope.
Hell yeah.
Oh man. So I wanted to ask, what's your favorite mode to play in? It's probably five stacks, right? But do you like solos, duos, trios? What's your favorite to play in when it comes to Unite?
So I work in corporate. I have a 9-to-5 where I have to be on my P's and Q's a lot, mm-hmm. responsible for a lot of things. Sometimes for a Sagittarius like me, you need chaos.
Right.
So give me quick matches. Give me 5 minutes of just beating the shit out of everybody else and dunking in people's faces.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Quick matches. Sometimes, you know.
On quick matches.
Yeah, they're sometimes really quick fun. Matches be hot. Yo, for
they
real.
Need a shiver.
Yeah.
That part.
No, I can't lie, because the stress that everybody be feeling playing hours and hours on the end of 10-minute matches, like, yo, sometimes after a long day of work, I just want to come online and play some quick matches and just...
Quick matches, you really don't even have to think about it. Like, you can yep. you can mess with different mons. You can play mons that you don't necessarily need to have a specific strategy for. Just whatever is going to deal the most amount of damage and score the most amount of points with the least amount of disruption. That's what you go for.
In that specific order. I love that. Yes. you got it down to a science. I love that. Yeah.
What did you think of Full Fury?
Ooh.
Really?
So, for me, like, I love the idea of running Pikachu in Full Fury. I don't love the idea of being Pikachu in Full Fury against a Mamo in Full Fury.
Oh, no.
Hell no.
And that happened frequently.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, no. Pass.
Yeah, Full Fury was, I don't know. That the Full Fury thing was, I don't know about that, man. It seemed cool, but once you just find the Pokemon that are just going to break it, it's like, nah.
And I think that, you know, the intention was good. I think the concept has potential. I think quick matches are a very nice balance of, you know, being able to get level advantages faster than usual because it's a sped up version of your, you know, 10-minute matches.
Yeah.
But the idea of taking mons like Urshifu and Mamoswine, who are already annoying as hell to deal with in standard matches and in ranked, or something like Scyther or Buzzwole,
right?
And just putting them on repeat. It's not a lot you can do with that. I mean, those matches were not fun. It was really not fun because if you went up against an entire team that decided to take every mon banned from the tournament series and put them on repeat, you weren't getting anything accomplished. And it was tilting than being in ranked on solo queue.
Yeah, facts. Yo, round of applause for that one right there. Yeah, that is a statement. Definitely wasn't fun.
Part of the problem, because I remember there was this one Scyther gang on Full Fury. I was just spamming Swords Dance and Dual Wing Beats, like on repeat. Like this was, and it was just
that,
like,
laugh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. There's no surviving that. And no matter how often you rotate. And then for me, like, I was playing Full Fury on my TTV account, so you can imagine how much fun that was for me.
Oh no! Okay,
it didn't
so
matter which side of the map I rotated to, I was being followed. It was
goodness,
literally a 1v4 every time I turned around.
Yikes. That don't sound like fun. So let's go
I'll pass on Full Fury.
Yeah, we'll pass on that. We'll go from some non-fun over to some actual fun. So I want to ask. So since you're not on Team Menace for the UCS tournament sense, and you're doing content creation for Team Menace, are you allowed to participate in tournaments?
Yep.
Is it a...
So that's where TCH comes in.
Okay.
I did ask Cutie. So I was approached by TCH, and they asked me if I was interested in trying out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I'm really flattered, but I'm over here with Menace. And they're like, okay, well, you know, if you find out if it's okay and if you want to, like, we'd love to have you try out. And I'm like, okay. So, and I've known Rixel and Solo for a minute. So we'd connected, we'd game together. Like we knew of each other in the community. And so I think they really kind of wanted to see me grow as a gamer, because this was in the era where I was kind of like trying to figure out if I really was meant to be a good Unite gamer.
Yeah.
So I think for them, they really kind of saw an opportunity. So I did have a conversation with Cutie and I said, you know, hey, are you okay with this? And she said, absolutely. She's like, as long as there's not going to be a conflict with the other stuff we have going on, and you're, you know, able to meet the requirements of your other team, then, you know, it's completely up to you. So tried out, made the team. We are a development team, which means that we are considered up and comers. We participated in UCS February, basically, you know, last minute decision. We did it more for the experience.
Okay.
We're a relatively new team. We're still trying to learn a lot of our micro plays. We're trying to get, you know, a lot of our communications down. We have a fantastic team captain. We've got a really great dynamic. We're just learning a lot of the more aggressive plays that we continue to run into from more of the competitive teams. But it's a fantastic learning experience right now. And I think for us, participating in tournaments is more for learning than anything. But, you know, we'd love to, over the next year, we'd love to see how much we grow. I don't think we'll see Worlds this year.
Okay. No, that's perfect to know that you can still participate in tournaments. Because I wanted to bring up, we have a lot of people in the community who are doing events within this next month and 2 months coming up, you know, such as Draku with his Decidueye tournament. We have Young CEO with another Protected President tournament. Those two are going to be pretty cool to watch from that top lane perspective only. We have people out here like Mitch, Kez, Void TTV, who hosts custom nights, you know, have the community come in, things of that nature. We have Feral Eevee with our custom 3v3v tournament. Say that three times fast, Jesus. and the requirements there are to have at least a green ribbon in any of the said characters. So do you see yourself, and do you partake in like other folks who have customs when they have tournaments or nights for the community to partake in games with each other?
I try. I haven't done any of like the other content creator tournaments. I know that there was the Goober Games that were coming around, and I think Will was putting together a series of teams. And I think I was slated to be on one of them, and that got put off because of UCS, which is fine. For me, I get imposter syndrome really bad. I think there's a possibility I'm a better Unite gamer than I give myself credit for, and I'm really afraid to showcase that in a public setting. But I do participate. So it's funny because that's actually how Void and I kind of formed a friendship, was we decided to co-host friendly lobbies one night and just figured out that we had, you know, a real good vibe. And so we do friendlies every once in a while. But I'm actually co-hosting with Mitch this Friday.
Yes.
I have not participated, I don't think, in any of his customs, because I've seen the level of gamers that are in there. And honestly, like, for me, taking an ass whooping on a stage that big in front of people that I respect the shit out of, doesn't sound appealing.
Hey, honestly, I've been a part of quite a few of them. It's really fun, because I get it at first, like, you know, you might get thrashed, but then honestly, there are some games where like the thrashers get thrashed, and I've been a part of that. So I'm talking about like losing against Hadouken, you know what I'm saying, big time names like that. Him coming through with that Lucario, dropping 180 in a custom. So the next game, you know, we got to switch it up, run some ice lane, slow him down, and we win that match. It's a lot of like back and forth. So I get what you're saying, but I'll get back to you. My bad. I love the customs. I can't wait till tomorrow night. I'm going to be there. Friday night. Not tomorrow
Friday,
night.
Yeah.
Friday. Sorry. Yeah. I'm so excited. Is tomorrow Friday yet? Can't wait. But yeah, Mitch's customs or something else. Random, have you played in Mitch's customs?
Oh, I've seen it, but I've watched it, but I haven't really hopped in. But how they play it,
yeah,
like it feels like it's semi-handpicked of how they just got so many good players just duking it out, and it just looks insane.
It's awesome. I love it. Crunch, you're gonna have an amazing time casting that. Trust me.
So looking forward to it, dude. Mitch is an entire vibe.
Yo, he really is. Yep.
I hung out in his streams.
Mm-hmm.
That man is an entire fucking vibe.
Yeah, He is hilarious, man. He don't care who you are, what you got going on. He'll tell you straight how it is. Love that.
Yep.
I get my energy off that shit. I'm like, yo, this is my man right here. He don't care. He'll let you know. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing good, you're doing good. But hey, if you buns, he gonna let you know. Shit is hilarious, man. Yeah, so for me, I think I want to try to get into a Feral Eevee's 3v3 tournament. I'm just still waiting for my banned account to be unbanned. So go ahead, Random Moss.
Ooh.
Man.
Yeah, so while you're waiting for your bans to get left, we're going to get a slew of new characters. Have you heard about Gudra and Lapras?
Yep. And Umbreon. Yep.
And Umbreon and Chandelure.
Yeah.
Like, they just piled it all on. But I feel like the two we should talk about is Gudra and Lapras because they're on the PTS. Have you seen gameplay of that or played on the PTS?
I have not played on the PTS ever, just so you guys know. I like to be surprised.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to be surprised and kind of let people work out the kinks and you know, then spoon feed me the information just because that's what I have time for. I could spend my time on the PTS or I could spend my time on ladder. It's just a choice. Have I seen the gameplay? Yes, absolutely. I look for every leak possible when they are announcing, you know, these new characters. But that's about the extent of it.
Yeah, they just look really fun, especially Lapras's Unite move.
Yeah.
Like, did you know that a Pokemon can ult while being in Lapras's Unite move?
I saw that.
It's insane.
I saw that. But you guys,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I made a meme today. Did you guys see that?
Yes. With the artwork, the beautiful, it's like.
Yeah, so I took it from the Mean Girls. It was a Mean Girls meme.
I've seen on Twitter.
I put Lapras in the driver's seat.
Crunches.
Yeah, with the Decidueye in the front seat, and then Clefable. Because if you think about it, listen, if I'm Pikachu in the Ray Pit, and I see Lapras coming in with a owl on his back, and Clefable going to town with its ult ready to go. Maybe we just let them have that.
Maybe we just let them have it. I got it right here on the screen.
Soundtrack that's saving us at that point.
For everybody watching, listening on audio, make sure you come check us out on YouTube. Of course, we support you guys downloading us. Thank you for support. But on YouTube, we got the visuals. And right here on screen, I have Crunch's meme. And it's the Lapras in the driver's seat, you know what I'm saying? It says, get in, loser. We're going ulting. That's pretty dope. I love
I'm not ready for it. It's gonna be wild though. It's gonna be absolutely wild. Let me tell you, the 1 HP in a dream moments getting ready to come out of that though.
Yo, so I want to ask because I hear about it, but I feel like I was at work the day that this was talked about and I missed the origin. Would you mind educating me on 1 HP in a dream? Because I feel like I've been in said scenarios, and just in case. I've saved them to my Switch, so I always wanted to ask this when I got the chance, because I might need to upload this somewhere.
So it's funny because this came off of one of the Mondays that I had put just a fun five stack together, and we were actually in ladder. So it was me, Panda Power, Huzmans, and Gaara. That's four of us. Who is the fifth? I want to say, I think it was Sarv. Yeah, it was Sarv. So, obviously I do a lot of gaming with the New Bark Knocked Owls. Those guys they're cool as shit. And I'm really bummed I'm not going to be here for their podcast, but I mean, just one of the greatest groups of guys ever. But we were just doing, fuck around on ladder. We were really just trying to have fun and it didn't matter if we won or lost. I have this issue and Panda Power will tell you that being a defender in my lane with me as a Pikachu, I have W key issues. I'm the Leroy Jenkins of my squad every fucking time. And I should not be because I am a squishy ranged attacker. But I love that W key. So because Pikachu has so many moves that put him right in the fray, his ult being one of them and Volt Tackle being another, I often find myself in situations where I'm being held up by a Slowbro and punched in the face by a Machamp and surviving it with 1 HP and just... that hitting that X speed at the right moment and getting away with just fumes in the tank, right?
Right.
You went in, you fucked some shit up, and you got out, and you literally were on, like, your last tick of health. That is 1 HP in a dream.
Okay.
Because in those moments, it's like, I'm about to do something stupid. I did something stupid. Oh my God, I can't believe I fucking survived. So now, like, the whole running joke is, and this happened multiple times that night. So if you see my channel trailer on Twitch, that's where this came from.
Okay.
Gaara has never experienced anxiety like that before in his life. And Panda was like, I'm sorry, dude. I tried to tell you. That is me. I will give you all the anxiety. But if I come out, I'm coming out screaming 1 HP in a dream, and I'm laughing in people's faces. And it just became a thing.
Yeah. No, it really has. Because I saw it originate, I believe, with you and Gaara. And it's going to suck because I don't have the person's name on deck. But, like, think of this game like a spectrum. Like, if you guys are here, I swear I'm watching a stream later in the day, 2, 3, 4 in the morning over here. And I've never seen this person associate in this section. And they're yelling out 1 HP in a dream. And I'm like, oh, shit, she got some. I'm like, hey, yo, like, let me message her back because she got something going right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you really got a buzz around you. So I'm really excited you can come on the show. And I just love that you're a part of the community and the positive vibes you bring. And I really think because of the energy you have and the charisma, like, when you talk about creating a safe space, it makes people come there and really feel safe and they don't have to worry about other things. Because there are a lot of streams out there that just have their base built on what they think should be the norm and cookie cutter stuff and certain behaviors. And if you don't conform to that, then, like, you're the weird one. But, like, in your safe space, that's not the norm. You know what I'm saying? We treat people with respect. We're inclusive. Everybody has a hard day. Everybody works. Everyone literally pays their way to be here in some form or fashion. So I just really love what you got going on. And shout out to Gar. I see his Twitter bio, the number two.
Number safe space.
Yo, I be reading Twitter bios and Twitch bios. So hey, if y'all out there, hook your bios up. I be reading them, y'all. Trust me. Oh yeah. But man, I love that. I'm really glad that you're a good person like that, for real. Really appreciate you. You say you appreciate us, but we appreciate you, for real. Everything you're doing.
Thank you.
So before I keep talking, let me kick it to Random Moss. Go ahead, Random Moss.
Yeah, I got you. So who do you think will be of the Mons not announced? Who do you think and who do you want to come to Unite?
Oh man, I wished for Umbreon for so long and now I'm getting it. Nice. I don't even know what to do beyond that, to be completely honest with you. Like, I have a soft spot in my heart for the Eeveelutions. I know there's a Leafeon gang out there that's waiting to see a Leafeon happen. I know that there were some early rumblings, and honestly, I would love to see it. But if Inteleon ever came to the game, I might have to switch mains. So
Inteleon, okay.
My first FPS was Overwatch, and I decided to main Widowmaker. So I'm a ranged attacker by nature. When I played League of Legends for the first time, I fell in love with Miss Fortune. And so I've always been kind of hit from the back. I like skilled shots, and so I think Inteleon would be amazing.
Okay.
You know, in the game, but I'm also biased because I'm an attacker main, so I'm happy to give the defenders there's time to shine right now because they desperately need it. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, Umbreon was very high on my wish list, and it's coming. So I hadn't really thought of anything beyond that. I mean, unless they want to give me Galarian Rapidash.
Okay. Hey. Boom.
I would not be upset.
I keep track of all the wish lists of the guests coming in, so it's cool to see who can get theirs first. I haven't seen anybody yet, but that'd be pretty sick. I'll take that. I'll take any of the Mons that have different forms. I think that'd be sweet.
Oh.
So I got one of my wish lists, and they got Tyranitar in the game. So I got lucky last summer or last spring, whatever that was. That was pretty cool. So the second one was a Alolan Raichu. Random Moss, I said earlier, he likes Alolan Raichu. That one's dope. But I don't think my third one will ever get in. This is actually the one I really want, but since they announced Zacian, I got a small sliver of hope, and that's Zekrom. You know Zekrom?
Yep.
Yeah, I want Zekrom in this game, but big wish. I don't know. We'll see.
There is one Pokemon that I kind of want, and it's my new second favorite Pokemon of all time, Goldengo.
Goldengo. Oh, the new one. Okay, yeah.
And what I want them to do is that I want it, when it's in Gimmigool form, I want it to evolve when it collects 100 Eos energy, and then Goldengo is broken as release T-Tar.
Yep.
That's what I want.
Okay.
Also,
you're crazy.
If we're throwing our wish list out there.
Oh yeah.
I'm doing this to get a response side of me.
Mm-hmm.
Would love to see Magikarp / Gyarados come to the game.
Ooh. Oh, yo, Magikarp and Gyarados. Mm-hmm. Do you think Gyarados would slap?
I think Gyarados would slap.
Yo, I'm with that. I like that pick. That'd be cool.
Yep.
Because what's wrong with... Wait, should it evolve at level 5 or 4, what you think?
No, it would have to evolve at 4.
At 4?
I mean,
okay.
Because you're just a Magikarp.
Yeah.
You know.
The way you said it, huh?
I mean, Sorry. Listen, we have this running insult during our friendly lobbies. Count of Power is actually the one that started this, but like the running insult is like rather than just literally trash talking somebody, you just tell them your mom is a Magikarp.
Oh, damn, your mom's a Magikarp.
That one hits every time. So,
oh my God.
You have to evolve it for, obviously. But like, I mean, if they can make it work with Pupitar, we can make it work with Magikarp.
Yeah.
I just think the troll factor on that would be so high. But like, as soon as I hit 4, everybody's going to be sorry.
You're right about that.
Mike, yo. I put something in VC chat. I don't feel brave enough to say that, but that's immediately what I thought of.
I'll check it out. I'm thinking about, I'm definitely not going to say that. I'm thinking about how dangerous Gyarados, how dangerous Gyarados and Tyranitar could be on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome, man.
Yep.
Good pick right there. What other Pokemon is useless until it evolves? What else could fill that role? Is it just one?
I mean, give me Golgodango, but I already said that.
Maybe it's just exclusive to a Magikarp. That's cool. What
oh,
kind of
skin? Smilotic.
There we
yeah,
go.
Phoebus too.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to think of an off-road. Okay, Milotic attacker, supporter.
So pretty.
That would be so beautiful.
Yeah, Milotic would slap.
Yeah, that's another good one. Good pick, Crunches. You got a good brain. I like that. Good picks out here. Really unique. Inteleon. Who was it last week? A week before. It was Will. On Will's episode, he had said that he wanted Golduck, and it caught me off guard. He said Golduck, Psyduck, and Golduck were his favorites.
Interesting.
I was like,
bad. They're actually fairly decent in terms of design and move pool wise.
Yeah. Just I like the random different picks because I'm expecting like the mainline popular ones, but I like you guys who picked the abstract different ones. That's pretty cool. So hey, before we round up to the end of the show because we're getting close here, Crunches, do you have any projects or tournaments or events that you have planned or upcoming that you want to promote before like we do the social sign out and stuff? Another topic we can discuss?
No, yeah. We'll circle back to the 1 HP in a dream.
Yes.
We decided to turn this into a monthly contest and we'll do it monthly until it just doesn't have any power anymore. But I want this to kind of be an ongoing thing because what happened is people are starting to talk about their moments. And it's giving them something to share,
mm-hmm.
Because it was really cool for them. You know, you can be in the midst of a team fight and make it out by the skin of your teeth. And 9 times out of 10, you're laughing about it because you really shouldn't have survived that. Those are those moments that we're looking for. Right.
Right.
And some really cool plays come out of it. So, on the last Friday of every month, we're taking all of the Twitter and Discord submissions and we're reviewing them live on stream and chat gets to vote for the winner. So the most butthole clenching anxiety producing, clip is going to win some free 1 HP in a dream merch. And then depending on, you know, how well it goes, I'd like to eventually start offering, you know, additional prizes for it too. Not even just as an incentive to get people to submit it, but because I want the community. Rank is one thing, tournaments are another thing, but where is the fun aspect that we are getting the community to come together on and focus on, you know, something that's actually, you know, we're basically making lemonades out of lemons at this point. So my goal is to obviously make Unite fun again. And I think by doing that, we focus on these moments that don't necessarily get a whole lot of shine in light of actual competitive gaming. So we will continue to do 1 HP in a dream for as long as we possibly can. I think the community has really taken to it. So next Friday, we will be doing the first review of our submissions. And there were more than I anticipated. So I'm actually really, really excited.
So is there a cutoff date for submissions for this month?
Up to the day before.
Excellent. So
yeah. So up to Thursday the 23rd. So the 23rd. The 24th, we'll be reviewing them, and then on Saturday the 25th, we'll start submissions for March.
Excellent. And where can I and others submit our 1HP and a Dream clips?
So you can submit them on Twitter. You, in order for that to be a submission, you have to tag me and you have to tag Gara, and you have to use the hashtag 1HP and a Dream. Or you can join my Discord, and there is a channel in there for people to submit their clips directly there. The only Excellent. Thing I ask is that there's not any music associated with it, because I know a lot of people edit their videos for TikTok and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But because we're going to be watching them live on stream, I have no way of filtering that out, so I don't want to get DMCA striked.
Totally understand. So
what if it's music that won't get DMCA strike, like just video game music?
Oh yeah, no, that's totally fine, as long as, you know, it's not, because I know that there's a lot of people that utilize the mainstream music that TikTok allows them to, but Twitch may have a problem with that. So I just like to avoid that. But if it's copyright free and you know it is, then, you know, there you go.
Nice.
Just no Thor music.
Yep, that's Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. No, we love that. So your Discord is connected to your Linktree, which I have right here in chat. So for those watching this live show, I just typed in exclamation crunches. It'll pop up the Linktree. You know, I try to do that throughout the show, promote the links so people can check it out if they haven't already. And then we will also have it on the YouTube video and on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, so we can promote this. And if this is a monthly thing, if you're cool with this while you're here, I want to ask if you're okay with this. Mm-hmm. I would like to be in partnership with 1HP and a Dream, and whatever prizes or things of that nature you're trying to give out, I would like to be a supporter of that and supply, whether it's cash funds or Nintendo Store points or whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? I really want to be in partnership with that, because I would honestly promote this on every episode. And I do a lot of tweet deck and I schedule a lot of posts, and this is something I can easily add to the pool of promotions. I'm really trying to connect with others who have the same mission as me. And like you said, make Unite fun again. Like, it sounds funny, but it's not, because it's like, outside of tournaments, we have people who do ranked. But then when you're doing ranked, what's your ultimate goal there? To stress out and be yelled at and be made fun of by others who are higher ranked than you? No, you just worked a full-time job, or you're going to a job, or you're on your days off and you want to have fun and relax and just be in a community of folks who enjoy it just like you. So yep. Meeting someone like you with your energy, this is what I was saying, like, there's a vibe here. It's just too natural, like the way we communicate and connect. So if you're cool with it, I would like to go in that partnership and help you promote this.
I would love that.
You would love that? All right, let's do it for real.
No, absolutely. Let's do it.
I love that. Yo, so right here, you heard this. We're going into a partnership with 1HP and a Dream. We're going to heavily promote this, and it's going to be once a month. We're going to make sure to get all the plugs. If you don't know, Crunches, we had the show on my YouTube originally, and then we did a poll. Everyone decided to have a new channel. So the new channel, it was a lot more work than I realized. So, but you know, nothing worth having comes easy. So we're up to episode 19. So we have 20, 21, 22, and 23 to post. And this is episode 24. So your episode will be uploaded soon and out in the airwaves. So I don't want you to think it's going to take, you know, another 2-3 weeks, because transferring channels, I didn't realize how long it would take. So I did apologize to everybody who had to have their shows taken down and put back up, waiting for verification to get their plugs back on. But I just want this show to, like, the way it's going, Random Moss coming in, me, you know what I'm saying, networking with you, I network with Mitch, CEO, Attica, Ping Guy, a lot of guys, people helping the show out. Like, this is really turning into like the plug, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of folks connected, and I didn't realize like what it would be when I started. I just thought it'd be a lot of content creators coming on, sharing their Unite experience, and that'd be it. But there's so much more happening here. So I'm just glad, and I feel blessed to meet you. So thank you very much, for real.
No, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. This is amazing.
I'm really loving this. Total blast, man. And like you said, we got, like you said, the Newbark Noctiles, great guys. They're actually going to be coming on to our show next. So I'm really excited for that Friday night. We got the whole gang coming in. We did a roundhouse kind of episode before. We had a lot of people on, and I thought it was cool. So I'm excited for this one, because it's going to be everybody there, real rowdy. You know what I'm saying? Might be some beers, whole lot of beers cracking, cussing, jokes. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good time.
Hey, you guys have to do me a huge favor though, since I won't be here.
Okay, what's that?
What's up?
Just whenever you get a chance, just randomly ask Gara about his toes.
Oh, ask Gara about his toes.
Okay.
All right. Hey.
He'll know. He'll know. Just ask him.
Let me see. I'm going to say that in questions for guests on the Discord. That is hilarious. I got to see his response. somebody didn't hear. So one more time before we get out here and do our sign off. Was it pancake or waffles for you? What was your answer?
Oh, waffles. 100%. And actually, there is a clip that I did post when we were doing customs with Void Squad, where I shut down the whole pancake versus waffle argument.
Okay.
All y'all need to know is that the hashtag firm not floppy was born in that moment, and there's nothing you can tell me to convince me that that is not the winning argument for waffles everywhere.
All I got to say is ayo.
I raise you fluffy, not firm. I'll workshop it. It's
fine. Okay, I was gonna say who.
I see you, random.
Oh man, yeah. So we're gonna ask Gar about his feet. He said, or no, his toes specifically.
His toes.
Got it. This is gonna be a crazy question. I can't wait to ask him. Yo, man, Crunches. This has been an awesome episode. Thank you so much for the laughs, the fun, and the good times, for real.
No, thank you guys so much for having me.
So before we get out of here, you guys can check us out Friday night. Same time. It'll be 11 p.m. Eastern with the Nubark Narktals. Gara, Sarv, we got Mosh Pit, Blazing Tower, and Void King. I'm excited for that. We might have another person, so it'll be 8 of us. We'll see what happens. And then right after that, I'm looking to end and run straight over to Mitch's, because our guest tonight, Crunches, is going to be over there casting the tune-in exams. And we know how it is over there. It's a boxing match. It's a slugfest. But it's fun because it feels like I'm so excited because, like, I come from playing basketball, like middle school, high school, college, and semi-pro. And playing over there at Mitch's, I keep pointing because where I live at is the basketball court. but, like, playing at Mitch's, it kind of gives me that feel, because I can be in a 6-set game. I can lose 5, win 1, but none of the dudes who whoop my ass are going to sit here and be like, oh, he's trash, this trash, that. You know what I'm saying? It's always GG's, because everybody's literally trying their best. And a lot of times you're going to get people matched up who've never played together. So it's the perfect example of this is what can happen when randoms get together, but you try your best through the night to do better and work together. It's a great place. I've met a lot of friends there, and they've come to my stream. But Randomoss, I think you should come through Friday night too.
Ooh, right after the podcast, just roll up to Mitch. Hey, yo,
we can bring the whole Nubark Narktals, everything, man.
Oh, roll up with the crew.
Dude, that would be
that's what I'm thinking.
Good.
We come through on that SA5 raid. Nubark Narktals, let's hop in the next game. You know what I'm saying?
Hell. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yo, we got our ball, we got our sneakers, pull up to the court. Yo, we got next. Like, I know it's 5 of them, we got to mix it up, but still, like, I'm down for this, man. It's going
to
be cool.
You could probably get a random 5-stack from tuning exams to go head-to-head with the new Bark.
You know what? That's what we should do. We should raid in and be like, yo, Mitch, next game, get 5 to go against these 5 real quick. You know what? Yo, Crunches, yo, you are a marketing genius. Let me hit the air horn real quick, yo. That is... I'm going to talk to Mitch beforehand and get this set up. I'm like, yo, we're going to come through on a raid after the podcast. And then the next available game, get a quick 5 to run against these 5. That'd be dope.
Yep.
Yo, we about to make Friday lit, man. I'm excited. All right. So once again, we got the one and only Crunches. I definitely have some 1 HP in the dream clips. I can't wait to submit this.
Yes.
Your Discord is attached to your link tree, which we have plugged here. We will have plugs for the audio links and for YouTube. So thank you once again for coming on the show. Hey, no doubt. So for me, you guys can find me on Twitter, Twitch as Mike Lowry Pod, just not in Unite because I got banned. Apparently, my last name means something in a different language. Kind of crazy, but I won't go that X-rated tonight. So also follow the podcast. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask you real quick on the topic of that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be the only one who sees your name and wants to go Martin Lawrence on that shit.
Yeah. Please. Oh, no. Most definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt. I'll play the sound clip right here. So, in high school, my mom changed her last name to Jones. So, I don't know if you recall the rapper Mike Jones.
Uh-huh.
I could have went down the path of changing my last name from Lowe to Jones. So, like, I would have been literally Mike Jones. Or just saying, like, Mike Lowe. But me being a tall, skinny kid in high school, people already associated me to, like, Will Smith. Yeah. So, like, they were calling me, like, Michael Love and Mike Lowry. So, it's just always has been a thing. So
every time I say your name, that's the only way. Like, I read it in that voice. Exactly like that. And it haunts me.
Oh, shit. No, I don't want it to haunt you.
not in a bad way, but I'm just like, there's no way I can't. Like, I can't be serious about this. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I wonder, like, I can't be the only one, but I...
Oh, no. No, that's definitely the reference, because in high school, people were always using it. So I was like, out here on Twitch, I might as well just do the same thing instead of try to rack my brain to think of a nickname. Like, outside of my card game nickname, I was like, this can just be a name I use for Pokemon, Just Chatting, or whatever. You know, Will Smith did go crazy. He did his thing. So I got to disassociate there. You know what I'm saying? Wiggly Smith smacking people. Yeah. They're like, you know what? Let's get rid of him. But yo, shout out to real quick to Leaf, your support girlfriend. Shout out to Jackie Love. Shout out to
I'd pour one out. Oh shit.
Yeah. I got some here. I can't pour here. Yeah, shout out to Big Bud. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Melly shout out. Oh, yep, I was gonna say, yep. Shout out to Melly Grace.
Yep.
Yo. Shout out to Mike Lowry. You know, player 41435 now. Just want to give a salute and wish them well. We'll get our accounts back and we got to change our names. It's crazy to me, but I'm going to shut up. You guys can find me on Twitter where I said, go ahead, Random. I'm talking too much.
Oh, okay. You can find me on Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter, all under Randomas, RNDAMAS. And I'm just Random. Crunches?
You can find me on Twitch, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at Crunches with two S's.
Love it. And you may be familiar, Crunches, but we have a sign-off over here. And I like saying it, but I like when Randomos says it better because he's a little more menacing. So let me cue up the sound effect.
That's a word.
Oh, yeah, big word.
He's definitely got it down. I'm convinced.
Right? You've seen it, yeah. I can do it, but Randomos really does it.
You know what it is? It's the eye contact.
You see, it's eye contact, and like, I can see my face, and I'm just like, I'm ugly, and I get nervous. And but when he has the glasses and all that, so it's like, yo.
No, it's the eye contact though.
I got it ready, Random. When you're ready.
Yeah, it's always. I just love doing it. It's just almost tradition at this point.
Oh yeah.
And thank you guys so much for watching this episode. This was an absolute banger. And as always, if you see us online, swing that 5.
I can't.
My man.
He committed, man.
Hell you yeah. Yep. Love it.
My inner theater kid coming out.